Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Life is like a pattern in many ways. At every stage along the way, people of every generation do and say the same things. A man in his 60s can think back to his 20s and smile as he remembers his girl and his dreams. And so Jed Billings, were he not confined to his wheelchair in an upstairs bedroom, might smile as in the living room below him, Freddie Lang talks to Nora, his girl, about his dreams.
Yeah, Nora, I'm going to make something out of myself. Maybe I didn't go to school, but I'm going to make up for it now.
Oh, Crickets, Freddie, I know you are. But you don't have to do it all at once. What time did you go to sleep last night?
Oh, I don't know. It was late, though, I guess. That book kind of got hold of me. I had to find out what happened.
But you didn't have to read all night.
I didn't, Crickets. I didn't find out what happened either. I fell asleep before I got to the end.
Did you finish it this afternoon?
Yeah, I did. It was a great book, too, Nora. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I could kick myself for not reading it a long time ago. It was all about England and London about 300 years ago. Well, I guess it was more than that. It was 350 years ago. And it talked a lot about a guy named Shakespeare. You know, it's funny, I never heard of him before.
Well, you didn't have much chance to.
You mean I was a wise guy who didn't give himself a chance to. I could have gone to school, I guess. But I just thought I'd get to be a big shot hanging around with the gang. But look, Crickets, this England is some place, especially out in the country. That's where the guy Shakespeare, that's where he was born.
Yeah, Stratford-on-Avon.
Yeah, that's the name of the place. Cockeyed name for a joint, isn't it?
Oh, not too funny, Freddie. The name of the town is Stratford, and it's on the Avon River. There are other towns in England named Stratford, and that's the way this Stratford is identified.
Oh, yeah. Hey, now I get it.
See?
Well, anyway, it's some place according to the book. And this guy Shakespeare's house is still there, and everything's still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll go there sometime and look, huh?
Oh.
And we'll fly. We'll get there just like that.
Oh, I'd like to go on a big ocean liner.
What? Take forever?
Oh, but I've always dreamed about taking an ocean voyage, Freddie, and having a big stateroom with flowers and a big basket of fruit and cakes and candy, and walking on the deck and looking out on the ocean.
Oh, you mean like in the movies, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Playing those games up on the deck and meeting all those fancy people and going to parties and all that?
Oh, I wouldn't care about the people. Just being on the ship is enough. And the longer the trip took, the better I'd like it. Oh, Freddie, that's the way I want to go, and I want it to take forever.
Ah, your soul, Cricket, soul. That's the way we'll go, then. Only we'll fly on the way back.
Oh, that would be exciting. Just super. Oh, but, Freddie, we shouldn't talk like this.
Why not? We've got things like that coming to us. Maybe not right now.
But definitely not right now, Freddie.
We couldn't afford it if we did. But we're going to be able to afford it, and a whole lot more someday. And that someday isn't going to be a million years away either.
Oh, Crickets, I hope not.
No, sir, it's going to be real soon. And Nora, we're going to have a lot more than just enough money to see things. We're going to have a place. That's something I wanted all my life, a place that was mine. Only this isn't going to be just mine. It's going to be better than that. It's going to be ours. That is, if you want it that way.
Freddie, do you know what you're asking me?
Sure I know, Crickets. Why do you think I'm talking this way? Oh, I'm not making it what you'd call official right now because I can't. Things aren't right yet, and, well, there's still a lot of doubt about the way things are going to work out.
The farm, you mean?
Well, the farm, for one. It's got to do a whole lot better than that before I can do too much talking. And then I'm another thing that's not right.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that I'm not ready yet. I'm not good enough yet. I've still got to be sure of myself. Oh, not sure of the way I feel about you or anything because, well, that's pretty well settled. I mean that I've just got to be sure that I can make the grade, Crickets. I want to be sure that I can be somebody and make a place for myself in this town and know enough to stick. You know, Nora, I'm still a nobody. Just a guy on the way up. But I want to go way up. I want to hit the top if I can, and I want to stay there.
Freddie, may I say something?
Yeah, sure, Crickets.
Freddie, I'm glad you want to do all those things. If that's what you want, I want to see you do them. And I can't tell you, even in little words, what I think when I see how you're trying to learn and how you are learning. If you want to know things, I want you to know them. And if someday you're the most wonderful and super famous person in the world, I'll be the happiest and proudest person who ever lived.
Crickets, look,
no,
I don't want you...
Let me finish, Freddie.
Yeah, sure.
If you never changed one bit, if you stayed just as you are, or even if you were the awful person you seem to think you used to be, it wouldn't make any difference in the way I feel about you.
Yes, it would, Nora. I was no good, and I'm still not much. I'm still no good compared to most guys that I know.
Oh, Freddie, how can I make you understand? There's so many things I don't know and so many things I'll never know, but I do know this and I'll always know it. You'll make me happy. No one in all my life has made me so happy, and I can't be happier than I am now. There just isn't room inside me for any more happiness. So you can stay the way you are, don't you see, Freddie? Don't you understand?
Yeah, sure, Nora. That's pretty clear. I'd be sort of thick if I didn't understand. But do you understand why I want to be more than I am now? Look, what can I give you now? Nothing.
I don't want anything.
But you've got so much coming to you, Crickets. You deserve it. You've taken an awful beating. You've had to get along on nothing, less than nothing. But look at you. Why, you're beautiful. And you've got brains, and what's more, you can use them. There isn't a thing you've ever done that's wrong, Crickets. You've always made people happy. When you've had something, you gave it away. Don't you think it's about time that somebody did something for you?
You've done everything for me, Freddie.
I've done nothing compared to what I'm going to do. Now look, Crickets, you let me get somewhere. Let me learn all I can and let me be somebody as fast as I can. Then you'll see what I mean by what I've been trying to say. Then you'll understand why a fella's got to do certain things and get certain places before he's worth looking at. Will you let me do that, Crickets? And stop saying that I'm okay just the way I am.
Oh, Freddie, I'll let you do anything you want. Just don't change so much that you change the way you feel about me.
That'll never change, Crickets. Because it's the way that I feel about you that makes me want to change me. And I'm going to change, Nora. You're going to like it, too.
Then change, Freddie. And I'll even help you. I'm not very much myself, but I'll help you wherever I can. And maybe helping you will help me. I've heard of that happening. And then we'll both be better than we are. But better or worse, Freddie, let's not ever change the way we feel about each other. Please, let's never change.
Oh, Penny, I wondered who's using the sewing machine.
Hello, Mother, come in.
What are you working on?
Oh, my blue taffeta. I've lost weight. It needs taking in.
You've lost weight, Penny.
I'm not worried about it, darling. In fact, I'm kind of pleased.
You worried about your figure? You ought to be ashamed. Who's downstairs? I heard voices.
Freddie and Nora, I think.
Oh, Nora has no idea we're giving her a surprise party for her birthday, has she?
Oh, but if she has, she hasn't said so. Oh, golly, won't it be nice to have Jed downstairs by then?
I should say. He'll probably have more fun at the party than anyone else.
And he will. Well, that's done.
Oh, my, that's a beautiful dress, Jenny.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites. But it's just about seen its day now.
funny how we get attached to certain dresses, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're so soft and sentimental sometimes. I have a dress in a trunk somewhere. Oh, must be 40 years old. Still my favorite of favorites. I thought the boy who took me to that dance and admired that dress was the most wonderful person in the world.
Well, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. He was, and he still is. I saw him, just 2 years ago, I think. He was bald, fat, and short of breath. But when he spoke to me, there was still that boyish lilt in his voice, or I thought there was. And the twinkle in his eyes was the same as ever, so I thought.
Oh, but
you know, for the life of me, I couldn't remember his name.
Oh, shame on you. Why, you never were very good at names.
Oh, names aren't important, even at times like that. Why is that dress a favorite of yours, Penny? Or shouldn't I ask?
Well, I don't know why you shouldn't. Don't tell me your memory for dresses is as bad as your memory for names.
Well, I remember it, but vaguely.
Well, I remember it very well, Mother. The first time I wore it, I mean. I bought it for the occasion, and it was an occasion, too. Far more exciting than I expected.
Well, you wore this dress the night that Johnny...
The night that Johnny proposed to me. Oh, I remember it so well, Mother, and I remember the way he looked at me. And, Mother, excuse me.
Oh, Penny, I'm sorry.
I'll be all right in a minute, darling. I think I'll go downstairs.
All right, dear.
Mother, time for Jed's medicine. You better wake him up and give it to him.
Yes, dear, I will.
Spanish Navy, they call it an armada then. It came up to England, and when they got... Oh, hi, Gibbsy.
Hello, Freddie. Am I interrupting anything?
No, nothing at all.
Freddie's been reading about the Spanish armada, Miss Gibbs.
I haven't thought about that since I left school.
You and Nora just stick around me, and you'll both be as smart as I am someday.
Oh, Freddie.
Hey, Gibbsy. What's the matter?
Nothing, Freddie.
Now, look. You look like you've been crying, or just about to cry.
It wasn't anything, Freddie. You look pretty this afternoon, Nora.
Oh, Crickets, Miss Gibbs, with my head in a bandana. How could I?
Now, listen, Crickets, you look good in a flour sack and an empty tomato can on your head.
Freddie, that's a nice picture you've just painted, Freddie, but I think even Nora would suffer in a costume like that.
Well, the flour sack might scratch.
Oh, such nonsense, Freddie. Maybe you'd better read a lot of books. Good books.
Oh.
Hey, Penny.
Yes, Mother?
Hey, it's Mrs. Billings.
Penny, I tried to wake Jed to give him his medicine, but I can't. He won't wake up.
Oh, no. What did you say, Mother?
It's Jed. I can't waken him.
Holy mackerel, Gibbsy, we better get to a doctor and quick.
Jed will not waken. Why? Has tragedy struck the Gibbs home? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. And marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get choice cuts only. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. That's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in harmony.